Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, guess what? Guess what starts today? My normal work week. Like, I actually start taking calls and stuff, and I'm absolutely terrified.
Oh, you're gonna be just fine.
I know, but I've heard like, okay, so there are these workshops that we did at the end of last week, right? And one of them was listening in to live calls. And I was just like, my eyes were open because I was like, oh no. I'm used to like helping people in an office and like helping like normal just BS, but this stuff takes it to another level of like, I listened to one call, was an 88-year-old woman.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
And she, so her problem is that she couldn't figure out her password for Costco.com. And the employee spent 1 hour walking them through, and you know what the issue was?
She didn't have a Costco.com membership.
She did. Oh. Her email was something like, I'm making this up now, like BettyBoop88@g.mail.com.
That was the issue.
She put a dot in between G and mail, and it was explained to her, and she said, impossible. I've been shopping with Costco for years. It's impossible that I got my email wrong. It went through so much headaches and issues that I just was like, ooh, I feel like I have made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Man,
so we'll see how it goes, but yeah, it all starts tomorrow.
I think you'll be great, bud. You've got the do good attitude, and also you've worked retail before, so it's basically like digital retail. You're going to be dealing with customers just through your computer without pants, instead of, you know, at a store and them in front of you coughing and spitting and telling you that COVID ain't real while like demanding to talk to your manager. See, experience changed.
I mean, they can still do all of that. I just now have to deal with their technical issues. Instead of them buying something from me, now I have to deal with their issue from buying something from me.
Yeah.
And also, I just found out that they just threw all of the logistics into us as well, because why not? So now not only do we have to deal with the tech stuff, but now we also have to deal with the logistics stuff.
Like, where is my order?
I guess. I don't know if it's the logistics on the side of internal, or if it has to do with the help in the members. Maybe it's both, because why not? They saving money. Yeah. Let's consolidate all of the call center bullshit. So,
yeah,
yikes!
Yeah. Oh boy, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, hey, I always have the backup plan that if I hate it, I can go back to my old job. So,
there you go. Yeah. How do you like the working from home experience so far? Sorry, Doug.
I was gonna say, the person that put their email in wrong. There's one instructor at our, we've helped so many times for various things, but every time we go in, he's like, okay, I need to connect to my email. And he uses like Google slides for his slideshows. Mm-hmm. That way he doesn't have to like move his PowerPoints around or whatever, right? So just all on Google Slides. So to get to his email address, he doesn't go to like gmail.com. He Googles his email address. And finally, like this last time I helped him at the beginning of the semester, he put it in and didn't pull anything up. But I was like, just go to Gmail. And he was like, what? And I was like, just gmail.com and log in. Like,
and he's like, you're crazy. Why would I do that?
And he was like, oh, then I can't just do it like this. And I was like, I mean, you can, but you're Googling it. So it's going to find search results. That's why you're finding that like all these other like names and stuff or people with similar names. Like you're not finding your email. Like that's not how you log into your email. Like that is a search bar. And he was like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. And it was like, you're a communications and like professor. What the fuck, bud? Like, what the fuck?
Some people are just stuck in their old ways.
No.
That doesn't make any sense. But what are you going to say, Kev?
I'd say, how do you feel now that you're like 2 weeks working from home? Like, how does that feel?
3 weeks. Okay. It feels fatter. listen, I put about 20,000 steps in at work every day. And now I do about 4 to 6,000 if I go out on my walks every day, which is not every day. And thankfully I have not gained too much weight. I've gained a couple pounds over the last 3 weeks, but I need to calm it down with the snacking and stuff because that's the issue. I was like, I need to maintain a better balance of work/working out. So, which is difficult to do. Difficult, especially when you depended on work to get your workouts in every day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. The problem with that also though, is that if like being on your feet all day becomes part of your routine, your body adapts to that routine. And so like even still being on your feet all day is not necessarily helping. You know what I mean? Like, because obviously you've been doing this job for years and like, I'm gonna throw Ed under the bus a little bit here too. But when Ed was at Best Buy, same thing where it was like your body adapts to being on your feet all day. So it like, even though you're still burning those calories and stuff, your body's like, okay, I didn't do anything extra. Like, cool, thank you. Like, you don't necessarily lose weight because of it. You kind of plateau on that, you know? That's why it's like, you've got to do different stuff. So that's why you got to go out and do those walks and go out and ride your bike and, you know, whatever, lift some weights here and there just to kind of switch it up for your body to help burn more calories differently. Otherwise, your body's just like, okay, this is just me. This is my routine. And I'm still not going to lose that weight. Fuck you. Because your body is actively trying to not lose the weight. It's saying like, ooh, I like being all nice and cozy up in this fat.
It is. It's almost.
Meanwhile, like, your heart's like, fuck you. God damn it. Yeah.
Working overtime.
It's almost like your body is trying to actively kill you.
I know. It's like every day you get one step closer to death and there's nothing you can do, but you can try to stave it off, but your body's just like, fuck you, man. Like,
It's like, it's sitting there going, oh my God. Yeah. Your brain's like, fuck. You know what sounds great right now? It's goddamn ho-hos that are in the fridge. And then your heart is like fighting with the brain. And it's like, please don't. And then your veins are like, I know we shouldn't, but it sounds so good too.
Yeah. And then your stomach gets involved and it's like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Give me that ho ho. That's it rumbling.
And that was a wild ride we took.
It's a constant battle. Your body is just a constant battle. And then you're going for like exercise. Oh my God. Your stomach's like, yeah, well, if we do, it's, you would think that the stomach is against it, but it's all for it.
Yeah,
if you work more out, room, we make more room. Your heart's
then
like,
you can have four ho-hos.
Yeah. Your heart's like, yeah, please go for a ride or something.
Our stomach sounds so creepy.
It is. Yeah. It is, Kev.
But then your whole body, your fat's just like, just stay.
Ho-hos, put them in me. Instead of going for that ride, put a ho-ho in your mouth.
Your brain's like, I don't know. One or two ways this could go.
Yeah.
Constant battle.
Yeah.
And that's why John Mayer wrote the song Your Body is a Wonderland. It has nothing to do with love and sex. Facts.
Oh.
So what else is going on with you guys?
Man. I don't know. Now I've got that song horribly in my head, and I hate you guys for it. This is the worst Monday ever.
No, it's not.
It's the best. If you're waking up with John Mayer in your brain, it is the greatest day of your life.
Yeah, the day's only gonna get better.
Yep.
Well, you got a point there. It can only go up. You're right. You have starting the day at rock bottom.
Whoa! You took that. Wait, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, this is the wrong. That was the wrong way to take that, Kev. I don't know, man. Hey, I did buy a big giant inflatable costume that I wore to a party.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
How'd that go? How was the party?
It was fine. I stayed outside. Thankfully, they set up stuff out back, and so I stayed out back. And Colin and I played cornhole. Strange name for a game. And so we played that for a couple hours, and then we dipped out. We were like, all right, well, that's enough for us. We've made our appearance, and we're all good. So goodbye. So, and if I was inside, I wore my suit. But I did find a fatal flaw in the suit. In order to stay inflated, it needs air, right? But I found this flaw after the fact, and I was like, oh, maybe this is a bad idea. Because it gets air from the goddamn outside.
You're getting stuck in there with it.
I was like, oh, I'm stuck in here with this air. So that's why I was like, well, I'm just going to stand outside for a long time. I'm not going to go in.
So, yeah.
But yeah.
I do remember thinking that yesterday when you sent that photo. I'm like, but like, it has to have fresh air. Like, otherwise you're just stuck in a suit with you.
Oh yeah, but you know,
the air you breathe and the air you tooted out.
I did toot in there, and it was nice.
You say it was nice?
It was not nice.
It was nice.
That was the stomach talking.
I was like, Ashley was like, she heard it, and then we were in the, we were still home, and I was like testing it out, and I was like, and she goes, ooh. And I go, yeah, that's not recommended.
You basically Dutch ovened yourself.
So
like, what did it echo like inside the suit?
No. But yeah, we're all geniuses until we're not. So I thought I was, when I ordered it, I was like, yeah, this is a fucking great idea. And then I got it, and then I saw the fan, and I was like, oh, nope, you're a fucking idiot. So, you know. Oh, well.
So who was the, was it a Halloween party? Was it a party for someone's birthday?
So it was a birthday party. Ashley's brother turned 40. And his mom, his dad, his brother all flew out. Drove and flew out both from California to come and celebrate.
Oh, and for some reason, I thought that was next weekend. I guess when you told us this like earlier in the week that this was happening, last week, when you were like, and again, hey, next weekend my family's in town, I thought you meant like fucking next weekend, not this weekend.
Yeah. So they all came in, and everyone wanted to go out to breakfast to a restaurant. But Ashley and I suckered everyone into just doing breakfast at our place, and so we hosted it. And everyone's vaccinated, but the but the actual birthday boy and the wife, those fucking motherfuckers.
So he didn't invite him.
So he wasn't invited. I got you. we had breakfast at my place, and so yeah. And of course, the unvaccinated party are hardcore Republicans, and you know, try to bring up politics at every corner to impress her dad and all that.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, but
it is.
Anyways, that's gonna do it for today. Let's end it on a positive political note. Hold on, I think I might have that sound effect. Hold on, ready? Nope. Hold on. Oh, you didn't hear it?
I assumed it worked. I didn't hear anything. No.
Oh, well, hot dog diggity dang.
If it worked, it worked. They heard it.
Which is really strange because I can play music or anything from my computer and you'll hear it, but not from the button. I don't.
Okay. I don't know. It sometimes if it's like too loud, it just clips out. It just doesn't come through. So that may have been the case. Yeah, maybe for us or for Discord or whatever, it was just like nah.
Yeah, Discord was like nah,
ain't having it.
Yeah. So tomorrow we've got Top 5 Tuesday, and we're going to be doing Top 5 video game movies. And so we may have done this when we did the show on Patreon, but we don't remember. And if we did, well, no one's ever heard it. So you're going to get it now, which is great. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.